What right do we have to proclaim ownership over that which has been given to us? Your mother. Your father. Your music. Your friends. And your partner. These are gifts, but they are not only gifts, because they are also opportunities. And should you find that these opportunities and interactions are too disagreeable, then consider that they may be given up. Otherwise, know that they and you shall depart one day. All the toys will have to be gathered up and put back in the toy box, perhaps one by one, and perhaps all together. But in each moment, we are both an instant closer to such an hour and further from the start. They and you are here now. And despite your shortcomings, despite all the bullshit that may have happened, may you all honor this moment with the recognition of its final passing. To care for these things and these people while you have them, and courageously give them up when their giver calls them back. This is your devoted path. Though they may be gone, you soon will be too. And though the vulgar impulse of spite and of shame may strike, know too that they have been through the exact same state where you are now, as no family escapes the loss of one another. If you would not have them live and tout their own grief, then do not do such things yourself. Instead, as they pass, prepare first your own depart, and then those behind you, so that you all may dive in instead of flounder on your way out. Death is the other side of birth, and in convention we return to that transcendent womb from which we came. But in truth, we had never left in the first place. May time reward you in proportion to the habits you keep. All right, everyone. Hope you enjoyed that episode. The blog post for this specific episode is on the website, memeandmeaning.com. If you want to support the podcast, you can leave a review, like, share, all that good stuff. Until next time, think about these things, talk about these things, and live well. Later.